dedicated to Bed-Stuy, it's representing of Brownsville, it's representing of Bushwick, it's dedicated to Fort Greene, a matter of fact, the whole Brooklyn, or better yet, the whole New York, or better yet, the whole America. It's going out to all worldwide.
Yeah. Welcome to Brooklyn Public, one of the hardest places to work, so please don't apply unless you really love it. It's 9 to 5, or rather 8 to 3. It's really 5 to 9, A to P. If it's your job, place nothing above it. Word. You make more in other places. Why higher property tax and less faces? But if that's what you're coming in, you ought to ask yourself if this is where you really want to be. To help you ride and try to paint a picture.
One class, 31 students, 32 chairs, 25 desks. I guess they got to share. 19 textbooks and most of the missing pages. Junior high, 3 grades for 6 different ages. Teachers and janitors double as deans. Deans double as security guards and crime scene investigators. Older teachers need respirators and elevators. The bad odors from the back stairs are made up. Gutted Garsh of Vegas. Use condoms and puddles of piss. Try not to slip during the fire drill. Every now and then a scandal might reach the paper. For every story, there's 30 in the category. Hard work and progress on display in the hallways, demoralized and vandalized every day. Lessons cut short to prep the test that only tests how well you prep, man. I wonder why the score's a mess. Knuckleheads begging for detention or suspension. Truth be told, they really only crave attention. Some kids showing up unprepared and dirty, cause their parents gotta punch in by 7:30. Shit, some of the parents 7:30. They put the wrong kids on pills to be still fiending for refills. Principals with no principles, priorities political, pedagogical planning is pitiful. Low on tolerance, high on ridicule. Even the infirmary's inhospitable. Assembly required, metal detectors seeming unjust but inspired by shots fired. Terms like zero tolerance and lockdown. Aging out, if you ask me, does not sound like education. But I suppose that's a cause and effect when the city spends more on incarceration.
Welcome to Brooklyn Public, one of the hardest places to work, so please don't apply unless you really love it. It's 9 to 5, or rather 8 to 3. It's really 5 to 9, A to P. If it's your job, place nothing above it. You make more in other places. Why higher property tax and less faces? But if that's what you're coming, you ought to ask yourself if this is where you really want to be. To help you ride and try to paint a picture.
Roam the halls with me. What? So many characters. Some sweet, some shifty, some loud, some quiet, some trusting, some don't buy it, don't try it. Some will try to squash beef, but some start riots. Some are motivated, some are lazy. Some are genius and some are crazy. The line between is hazy. Some will love you, some will hate you, some will need you, some will spite you, some are thankful, some are ungrateful. Y'all, some are there and really care about what's being learned and taught. They fought through it when they got stuck. Some are there till the bell rings, run through the day without thinking, cause they really don't give a fuck. Some will run, some will fight, some will tell. Some might change the world, some are early to the grave or jail. Some are so complicated, some are so simple. Some are students, some are teachers, some are principals.
Welcome to Brooklyn Public, one of the hardest places to work, so please don't apply unless you really love your
hurt.
It's 9 to 5, or rather 8 to 3. It's really 5 to 9, A to P. If it's your job, place nothing above
for real.
You make more in other places. Why higher property tax and less faces? But if that's what you covet, you ought to ask yourself if this is where you really want to be. To help you ride and
try to paint a picture of it. Come upstairs, keep roaming the halls with me. So many characters, some sweet, some shifty. Like I said, some are complicated, some are simple. Some are students, some are teachers, some are principals. Listen. The littlest thugs walk like they are invincible. Comical, just look at little Dexter. Yo, he got the type of Napoleon complex to skip in front of Devin twice his size just to get him vexed. But Devin's a gentle giant, 13, 5'11". His mom's a nurse and his dad's a reverend. Every now and then he gets irreverent.